Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Loneliness, fear, despair, hatred. I believe all of these things happen in our world, in our culture, in our society, because there's been a lack of true community. And if we truly look at our culture and society today, especially in this country, what has happened is our country has become what we call a consumeristic culture. It's all about the consumer. It's all about me. Burger King started it with their motto, "Your way, right away," right? And nowadays, you can get on your telephone and open your Amazon app, and you can have anything you want to your door delivered by that same day in most places across the country. This ad is paid for by Amazon.com. But this is the world we live in, right? It's all about me. It's all about what I want. It's about my desires. And the reality is, that's okay, except for when something happens in our lives, we suddenly realize we're truly alone. We don't have anybody around us. We don't have anybody to count on. We don't know what to do. We don't know who to turn to. Or sometimes, even better, we don't want to turn to anybody else. We want to handle our problems alone. Because after all, my problems are my problems. Why burden somebody else? Especially if you're a man, men are really good at that. Our wives come to us, guys, right? And they have their problems and they talk to us. And what's the first thing we want to do for our wives? Fix it. Boy, that was, did you hear that answer? Fix it. We don't get it, duh. But we bottle our problems up, don't we? And we're a man and we're going to solve it on our own. And deep down inside, most men, we're really lonely. Maybe there's a little bit of fear there too. What I find interesting that's changing in our culture and society with the millennial generation, and now this new generation called the Zennial generation, I don't know where that comes from, but when you study generations, what I find interesting is the millennial generation, they're seeking out true community. And what's interesting is when they look for churches, they don't care if a church has a praise band or if a church uses an organ. They don't care about that. They don't care if it's traditional music worship or modern worship. That's not what they're looking for. Do you know what they're looking for? Genuine, loving, compassionate, caring community. A millennial told me this week when I was talking to them, if I go into a church and see that they have a Starbucks in the foyer, I leave because they're trying too hard to reach me. But this is the world we live in, right? You keep your problems to yourself, and we'll do our best to entertain you and give you what you want so that you are happy, and you write us a check, and we'll be happy, and all together we'll praise the Lord. That's what's going on in our world today. In our gospel lesson for today, something very interesting happens, which is countercultural to what we're used to. Which is countercultural to what we do in our own lives, which is maybe counter-psychological for most of us. Jesus says, take up my yoke. He calls us to put on his yoke. So this is the question I have for you. It took me a while to get this. Growing up in Tennessee, we had dairy cattle, and that's all we had. And I didn't get around them too much because I didn't want to get my hands dirty and I didn't like the smell. So I was really a city boy. And so my question is, what is a yoke? Well, yeah, what everybody said, that's right. That's a yoke right there, isn't it? And let's look at the next picture. What is a yoke designed to do? It binds together two animals, doesn't it? And why does the yoke bind together two animals? So that they may share the load. It brings them into a form of community so that the burden they bear becomes lighter. Notice what Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you, for my burden is light and easy. For my burden is light and easy. So this concept of yoke is what Jesus is saying is, listen, Come together in community. Come together as a husband and wife in community. Come together as a church in community. Come together in fellowship as a community. Come together with your neighbor around you in community. And the burdens that we bear in life, and we all have burdens. Does anybody ever not had a burden in here, by the way? Anybody? I didn't think anybody would raise their hand. We've all had them, haven't we? And the burdens that we bear in life become easier to bear. The load becomes lighter because we bear them together. In fact, two are stronger than one. I love this passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. This is what it says. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either one of them falls, one can help the other up. That makes sense, doesn't it? But pity one who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can anyone keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So it's talking about two people, isn't it? But then all of a sudden there's this cord of three strands. What is the writer? What's going on there, Ecclesiastes? You see, we're going to see in a minute that when we're bound together, that yoke is centered in Christ. And a cord that has three strands, a knot with three strands, you, your fellow person, whether that's your husband or your wife or your friend or whoever it is you're bearing that burden with, when it's centered around Christ, the burden is lighter. The way is easier. We are yoked together with Christ. We are yoked together with Christ. That's what happens in baptism, right? In baptism, we believe what happens? The old man does what? Dies, he drowns, and the new man comes up, and he is resurrected with Christ. In that drowning, that dying and resurrection, we are yoked together with Christ. Now think about that for a minute. Sharing a yoke with Christ. What's amazing about sharing a yoke with Christ is we don't even touch the ground. You know, those two animals are walking together with Christ. The yoke is unbalanced. We're up here. He's carrying us the whole way. He's doing all the work for us. He's done all the work for us. In his death and his resurrection by the power of the cross and the empty tomb, he's done it all. He's done it all so that we can live. The epistle lesson for today talks about that. Why do I do the things I don't want to do when the things I do, I don't do? It's talking about that, the old sinful nature and the new man. The simul justus et peccator, the sinner and saint at the same time. We're yoked together with Christ so that the old sinful nature, even though it may do wrong, is resurrected in Christ and lifted up in Christ and forgiven in Christ and restored in Christ so that we can continue to live this world as witnesses for Jesus. We are yoked with Christ in the Word. We are yoked with Christ in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. We are never alone. He is with us. This is the amazing thing. Whatever burden we go through in life, whether it's the death of a loved one, whether it's financial troubles, whether it's health issues, whether it's fear or loneliness or despair or depression or bipolar disorder or whatever, you fill in the blank, whatever it is we are going through in our lives, we are confident of this because of our baptism, because of the Word, because of the sacrament of the table of our Lord. We are yoked with Christ and He carries us through with confidence. The way may get hard at times because of that old sinful nature of ours. But Christ still lifts us up out of the burden. He still lifts us up out of despair. He still lifts us up out of fear. He still lifts us up to the gloriousness of His grace and His life and His abundance and His eternity. Because that's the Christ that we are yoked with. One other thing. Being yoked with Christ means this. We share the same burden that He does. What do you think the burden of Christ is? Anybody got an idea? What's His burden? Those who do not know Him. We are yoked with Him in the same mission of God, the Missio Dei, that all tongues may confess that Christ is Lord and Savior, and every knee shall bow. Together we are yoked with Christ, not to earn our salvation, not to earn our forgiveness, not to get into heaven, because that's already been done for us, right? Because of Jesus, because of his death, because of his resurrection, that's all done, that's all complete. We are yoked with Christ to carry forth the mission that all people may know that Jesus is Lord and Savior and have the wonderful gift of salvation that you and I sitting here today enjoy and celebrate in our lives. The peace that passes understanding. The hope that goes beyond despair. The empty tomb that leads to eternal life. By virtue of being yoked with Christ, we are also yoked together in Christ. By virtue of being yoked with Christ, we are all yoked together in Christ. If in baptism we are made God's children, then in baptism we are made brothers and sisters, are we not? And if in baptism we are made brothers and sisters, my responsibility in Christ is to be yoked with you, and your responsibility in Christ is to be yoked with me. And what that means is the burdens we carry, the hardships we have, we share together. And the church should be the ultimate place where we can come as sinners and say, listen, I'm an addict. I have sexual sins. I have this burden or that burden, this worry or that worry. I'm doubting my salvation. Can you help me through? And together, being yoked in Christ, we wrap our arms around each other and love each other. Love, love, love each other no matter what. Because that's what it means to be yoked together with Christ and in Christ. Loneliness, despair, hopelessness, fear, doubt are dispelled when the church operates as the church should operate, being the yoke of Jesus Christ. The world around us and the world in us changes into the beauty of Christ who died and rose for our salvation. We never, ever have to bear any burden alone. Did you hear that? We have pastors and other church workers and deaconesses and DCEs and elders and friends to help us bear the burden. One more thing I want to say is I truly believe this starts in the home with our marriages. When our marriages are yoked together, and we're bearing each other's burdens in our marriages, which is what Christ intends us to do, the beauty shines forth into the community. And the community reflects that of Christ's relationship. Brothers and sisters in Jesus, come to Christ. Take his yoke upon you, for his burden is easy and light, and you will find peace and rest for your weary souls. In the name of Jesus, amen.